Last week, U.S. Director of National Intelligence Mike McConnell said most of Afghanistan is controlled by local tribes. About 10% is controlled by Taliban fighters, and less than one-third of the territory is controlled by President Hamid Karzai's government. On Monday in Kabul, Afghanistan's intelligence chief dismissed the claim. He said the percentage in that statement was totally baseless. Amrullah Saleh said that 8 of the country's 364 districts, which account for about 5% of the land and 2% of Afghanistan's population, are outside central government control. During a news conference in Kabul, he blamed the widely divergent estimates on U.S. officials misunderstanding how Afghanistan's traditional tribal governing system functions.
While in America, an administration fully backed by tribal chiefs or dominated by tribal chiefs may be seen as a liability, but here we see it as a very strong asset.
But there are questions about how loyal these local tribal leaders are to carrying out the agenda of the Karzai government. London-based Paul Burton is a policy analyst with the Sinless Council, a research organization studying drug and security issues in Afghanistan. He says the loyalty of local tribal leaders to the central government depends on a large part on Kabul's ability to deliver benefits to them. In southern Afghanistan, Burton says the central government struggles to provide even basic services.
We document on a regular basis an appalling lack of aid going to core infrastructure such as hospitals in, say, Kandahar, for example. So within that context, I think it's impossible for local tribal leaders to feel a great degree of warmth towards the center when they're seeing their people ravished and impoverished.
Burton says the security situation in parts of the country has severely impeded efforts to develop government infrastructure. Last year, Afghanistan experienced the most intense fighting since the fall of the Taliban in 2001. News agencies have estimated that more than 6,000 people, most of whom were militants, were killed in the fighting in 2007. Burton says there is evidence that some families are simultaneously backing Taliban and Afghan army and police forces merely because they are unsure who will prevail in the struggle for control.
We have evidence to suggest that people are putting one son into the Taliban and another son, say, into the ANA and another into the AMP, and they're hedging their bets. And, you know, they're seeing which side is going to win, and it's purely driven from a sense of desperation.
One important indicator of the strength of the U.S.-backed Karzai government has been its ability, or inability, to curb opium poppy cultivation. This week, the U.S. State Department reported that narcotics production in the country hit historic highs in 2007 for the second straight year. U.S. analysts said the estimated $4 billion in illicit opium accounted for more than one-third of Afghanistan's gross domestic product. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.